No matter how we did it, man, you got it done.
All right, good.
Got it done.
No matter how you do it, got it done, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the way to do it, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
How about those Chiefs? All right, listen, hey, congratulations. Congratulations, man. Great job. We had some guys step up. When guys were down, proud of you, man.
Hey, let's keep this thing rolling, man. Let's go, fam, on two. One, two, bam!
At home or on the road, game day is a journey. Whether through mile high or deep into the black hole, it always culminates here. This is Chiefs Rewind.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a sixth straight victory edition of Chiefs Rewind. Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs, along with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel. I can get used to this. Now, what an incredible victory here in Oakland, 34-20. But I'm going to throw in last week's game. The way this team is winning games, what's it tell you about these guys?
It tells you how tough they are. This is one of the things that we talked about last week, was just toughness within this team. We always been talking since training camp that there was just something special with this team. There was a toughness and a leadership there that I don't know if they had it the last few years, but I can tell you what they overcame in this game shouldn't go unnoticed. The final score, a couple touchdowns, that's not indicative of what this game was. First half, two turnovers on Oakland's side of the field. Yeah. 57 yards in penalties. That's not the recipe of what they did, particularly in those first four games during that winning streak. Last week against Buffalo, they had to step up and overcome some adversity. They had to do it again today, and it's the sign of a great football team, and I think that's what they're becoming.
Derek Carr threw six interceptions in 11 games. He threw three in less than 9 minutes in this game in the fourth quarter. Let's go through the Maga pick, then the Peters pick, and then Tyvon Branch with the pick six.
I mean, let's be honest. Maga's interception changed the complexity of this entire game. The Raiders were driving. They were going to take control of this football game. And Derek Carr, you got to give the guys down the field credit. He was trying to buy some time for somebody to become open down the field, and they couldn't do it. Got pressure. Ball flew up in the air into Maga's hands. Actually, asked Coach Reed about that after the thing said he ran out of gas getting down there to the one-yard line. But quick pass to Jeremy Maclin. They took care of that. And then, obviously, Marcus Peters. I mean, that guy, I've never seen a player more fired up than Marcus Peters was before this game. His hometown, we know how much Oakland means to him and everything that community has meant to him and who he is today. For him to make that play in this game, it was special.
But again, the team with opportunities to score in the red zone did exactly that quickly. Just their ability to get those two wide receiver screens to Maclin. But when they had the opportunities, they were seven-pointers.
Yeah, that's we talked about that early in the season.
Six-pointers, two PAT misses.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting about the PAT misses real quick is in 2014, eight total missed extra points in all of the NFL. Today alone, nine across the NFL. It's become a play you have to watch because it can change the complexity of a game. But early in the season, we talked about field goals. Now they're turning them into touchdowns. That's the difference.
Yeah, but the Chiefs get the victory, a December road victory. They've swept the division on the road for the first time in 20 years. Let's go to our studio now and check in with Pete Sweeney and former Chief Danon Hughes.
Thank you, Mitch, and welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios in Kansas City. And Danon, if the Chiefs were going to get their sixth victory in a row, they would need to do it in the O.co Coliseum. I know you know about that environment. It can be hostile at times, different times now. There you see Derek Carr hands the ball off to Latavius Murray. Murray's a guy who hurt the Chiefs last year, had more than 100 yards rushing. Here you see him take it 35 yards into Chiefs territory and finish it himself. Right here, a one-yard touchdown, but they would stop it on the one-yard line, go to replay after a challenge, rule the touchdown 7-0, but the Chiefs would respond very quickly.
Well, that was a nine-play drive, Pete, that they capped off with a score. The Chiefs came back with an identical nine-play drive. Alex Smith finding Jeremy Maclin, buying time, finding Jeremy Maclin again, his favorite target, gets inside the red zone, inside the 10-yard line, and instead of going back to him, he opts to use his legs, gets in for the game-tying score. The Chiefs have some momentum at this time.
So it's 7-7, less than 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, but that would be it for the scoring for a long time in this half. Five straight Oakland possessions without a score.
Well, the defense did step up, had a slow start in this game, but you have to give credit because they made the necessary adjustments, and again, Derek Johnson came through with another great game on defense. He's one of the leaders and really did a nice job slowing down that Raider offense.
Marcus Peters, of course, had a good first half in his hometown of Oakland. So again, no scoring until late in the second quarter. See Travis Kelce with this reception right here, but the ball stripped out of the hands of Travis Kelce into the hands of 39-year-old Charles Woodson, who takes it all the way into Chiefs territory. And then less than 20 seconds left on the clock, Derek Carr finds Michael Crabtree. Beautiful catch in between Sean Smith and Eric Berry. A 14-7 Oakland Raiders lead into the locker room, and the Chiefs would need to make adjustments.
Well, they had to make adjustments indeed, Pete. And last week we saw the defense step up after halftime. Now the offense did. Charcantrick West got it started. Then Travis Kelce gets violent in the middle of the field, does a nice job bringing
angry
the ball inside the red zone. And they cap off this drive, not with a field goal, but with a touchdown run by Spencer Ware. Watch the block in the middle of the field by Donald Stevenson. Gets up on the second level. Great seal block. Opens up the door for Spencer Ware and the score.
Stevenson in there with an injury to Allen, but this is a back-and-forth game. There you see Derek Carr hit Lee Smith for his first touchdown of the season. That would make it 20-14 Raiders. They would miss the extra point, so it stays 20-14. They really seem like they had a stronghold on this game until this moment right here. Dee Ford with the pressure on Carr. Ball pops up into the hands of Josh Malik. He takes off running, Danon.
He's huffing. He's puffing. Come on, big man. Get there. The piano's on his back, Pete.
He slows down towards the end there, but that's okay because Jeremy Maclin is there to finish it off. And there was a mishap on the Chiefs' extra point, so it stays 20-20, Danon.
Yes, it did. And now the defense has to continue to keep their foot on the gas pedal, and they do indeed. Marcus Peters comes up, the hometown boy, with not a deflection but an interception, and again creates a short field for the offense. They're able to capitalize, bubble screen to Jeremy Maclin. He goes in for the second score of the game. Now the Chiefs are up one touchdown.
Must have been something weird in the Oakland because another missed extra point, 26-20 now, in favor of the Chiefs, and this caps off the game. An interception by Tyvon Branch. The former Raider takes it all the way back, 38 yards. That puts the exclamation point on a big-time victory for the Chiefs. A 34-20 final. And there you see Alex Smith's line, 16 of 22 for 162 yards passing, two touchdowns, the one touchdown on the ground. And he keeps that streak of passes going without an interception. An amazing win for the Chiefs, and it's big-time when you look at the AFC West and the AFC playoff picture as well.
Absolutely. The Chiefs have put themselves in a prime position in all tiebreakers. They're leaning more towards the Chiefs now. They're winning games on the road. They're winning games in their division. They're doing a fine job. And with four games left, they have three games on their home turf. If you want to play in January, this is how you accomplish it. You've got to give a lot of credit to Andy Reid and his Chiefs team because they're stepping up at the right time in this season. Who would have thought? At 1-5, this team would have reeled off six straight victories and put themselves in this position.
From 1-5 to 7-5, let's go back to Oakland and check on the Chiefs inside the locker room.
Is this a game that maybe teams would have lost in the past?
Throughout my career, coming up here and playing is difficult. You know, when a team take a lead like that and when they score the way they know how to score and move the field, yeah, it's difficult to win. But with our team, it's different. You know, we go out here and 2 weeks in a row we've been trailing. I mean, the five-game winning streak, we took the lead and ran with it. The last two games, it's like we've been trailing and then we find a way to come back. You know, that says a lot about the team.
When I was going into the tank, man, they brought me out, man. I made a play right after they brought me out, man. So that's the biggest thing, for me, as I've been working through this whole season, is for me to consistently play at a high level so that we can be on this, as a team, can be playing at a high level and we can get to our ultimate goal.
Second down and goal at the three. Alex Smith out of the shotgun, pump faking. He'll run right up the middle. He'll trot into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Alex Smith able to go right up the middle, and the Chiefs answer the Raiders' touchdown with one of their own.
After losing five games in a row, then you've come back and won six games in a row. Tell me something about the character of this football team.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned before how I like the team. We were minus some big guys today, Justin Houston being one of them, and Jeff Allen wasn't able to play too much. So some of our personality guys were out of there. But other guys stepped up. Dee Ford stepped up, and you saw Donald Stevenson come back and play guard. He's normally a tackle, but he just jumped right in and did a nice job for us. So there were some real character efforts there. Credit the locker room, the coaches. The coordinators have done a great job. And I get too much credit on the offensive side. Doug Peterson's a phenomenal
play
job.
Calling. I'm always interested in play calling.
Yeah, well, Doug and I split that up. So it's, you know.
You all the good
yeah,
ones.
No, that's why I tell him. I'll take the bad ones. You can have the good ones. But he had a lot of good ones. So, we feed off of each other there. We've known each other a long time and feel good about that. Well, we got to get ourselves ready for next week. So we're going to enjoy this flight back and, enjoy it. They're short lived. We know that. So, we'll get ourselves right.
Good to see the smile on Andy Reid's face as his Chiefs sweep the AFC West on the road for the first time in 20 years. And a big part of today's big-time win against the Raiders was because of Jeremy Maclin.
Well, Jeremy Maclin is a phenomenal athlete. He's a great receiver. He's a multi-purpose receiver, a complete type of guy that can make plays in the middle of the field, on the boundary. We saw him stretch the field last week against the Bills and make play after play. Exactly what this Chiefs offense needed is a dependable receiver that can make plays at any time.
There you see Jeremy Maclin with the touchdown. His 9 receptions, 95 yards, and 2 touchdowns are good for 29.7 DraftKings points, and that makes him our DraftKings Performer of the Game. Remember, the Performer of the Game is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Head to DraftKings.com and enter the promo code Chiefs to play for free today. When we come back, Damon, the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, has Josh Malga in Oakland. Don't go anywhere.
Turns right, now left, and trying to get away, and he throws it, intercepted by Maga. Maga in the open field, he's at the 40, he's at the 30, Josh Maga going left, look out for the receiver, Maga stiff arms it, but he's down at the 1 yard line. Derek Carr just made a gigantic mistake.
One of the biggest game-changing plays in the entire NFL this season, Josh Maga. Okay, tell us about the interception and what happened, because they're driving now to take at least a 2-possession lead. What happened?
Our D-line did a great job, getting some pressure on him, getting him to scramble around in there. And I just saw him popping out thinking maybe I can go and get a sack too. And then I just see the ball in the air and it just falls into my hands. And then from there, I don't know what happened. I was just... trying to race down to the goal line and ran out of gas about 20 yards out.
It's okay, you got to the one, and I'm looking around going, there's a wide receiver somewhere. There's a wide receiver coming. But, were you thinking ball security or were you thinking house?
I was thinking ball security and just praying that I can at least make it to the goal line and maybe I can carry him in and just fall in the end zone. But it didn't work out that way. But, put our offense in a great position to score and put us in a great spot.
Let's talk about this defense now. Carr had not thrown interception, only thrown 6 all year. He throws 3.25. What about the ability to make him uncomfortable, particularly when it counted the most?
Just the character of this team. There's a lot of fight, a lot of heart in this defense. With EB out there and DJ, rallying the troops, trying to get guys just to continue to play. We were one guy down with Justin back at home, but, with these guys, with our leaders here, they did a great job of, keeping guys on their toes, keep them playing, and, we made great plays.
Chiefs win 34-20 with 20 unanswered fourth quarter points. I want to ask you about you personally this year. When I'm watching the tape, it just seems different for you this year. Man, you're flying around. What has been the big difference for you this year in your game?
Having DJ out there has helped me a lot. Being able to watch him, run around, make plays, that to me just makes me want to be just like him. I want to make plays. I want to be able to put myself in the best positions, and the best way to go about it is watching him. And he's been coaching me up on the sideline and practices on how to take certain angles and how to beat certain blocks, and just trying to help this defense improve and compete.
So Josh Malga with one of the biggest plays in today's game. And this was a day that the Chiefs didn't have Justin Houston, so other linebackers would have to step up. Another guy, and you heard Malga talking about it, was Derek Johnson.
Well, Derek Johnson, he's been around for a long time, and he's made a lot of plays in the Chiefs uniform, and he continues to get better and make plays sideline to sideline. It's such great to see him do that because of the injury last year. Now you're seeing the speed, the anticipation, and making the big plays for the defense. And you're right, Pete, somebody had to step up. with the absence of Justin Houston.
And as Derek Johnson and the defense stepped up, the offense was given opportunity. Someone to take advantage of that was Jeremy Maclin. BJ's with him in Oakland.
Howdy, we're Chiefs veteran receiver Jeremy Maclin. 9 catches, 95 yards, a couple fourth quarter touchdowns for you. Just how big was this win for you guys? 6th straight.
It was huge. We needed it in order to achieve what we wanted to achieve. It wasn't pretty. Turned the ball over twice, myself included. Penalties, myself included. So these are things we got to clean up. But defense came up big in the fourth quarter. Offense moved the ball a little bit in the fourth quarter. We was able to get the win.
I think it's one of the takeaways from this game. You look at the first half, and it was penalties, it was the turnovers, but you guys responded. And what does it say about you guys that you can win a game like this? Because you've won now 6 straight. It hasn't always been easy, particularly the last couple of weeks. How do you feel about how this team was able to bounce back?
I think it kind of shows where we were and where we are now. Early in the year, I like to say we win these games. Who knows? You know what I mean? But I just think everybody's on the same page. We're on the mission. If something like that happens, we flush it, move on to the next play. So I'm excited about where we're headed.
For the majority of that first half, up until I think it was the 2-minute warning, all of Alex Smith's completions went to you. So I think it was six receptions for 80 yards or so. Just what were you guys seeing from the Raiders in the first half, and how did you guys adjust in the second half to make the plays that you guys did?
We were just kind of taking what they gave us. Like I said, in the first half, we'd have a positive play, then have a penalty, have a negative play here and there. These are things you got to eliminate. And I was able to connect a little bit. Obviously in the second half, the ball spread around a little bit. Alba had a big time reception there, broke a few tackles. Kelsey had a big reception as well. That's what it's all about, man. Everybody's here. We're all on the same page. Everybody's here to help this team win.
I want to ask about your 13-yard touchdown. Albert Wilson's out in front of you. Made a key block on that play. When you guys run a lot of those quick screens to the outside, how important is it for when you're blocking or for Albert when he's out there for you guys to trust one another and make the blocks so those plays can make?
Absolutely. It's all that play doesn't work if it's not for those guys. So on both of my touchdowns today, I had two blockers in front of me, and all those guys did a phenomenal job. Like you said, we move guys around. Sometimes it's Kelsey, sometimes it's that. Today it was me. So it was really cool to see kind of how that developed. We're hard to beat when we're on the same page.
And final questions before this game. You had a friendly back and forth with a lot of fans on both ends of the field. What does it mean to come out and play the way you guys did in this environment?
It's all about the rivalry. This is my first time experiencing, that being in a Chiefs uniform. And I embraced it. I was kind of talking to the fans a little bit and had to let them know, hey, this ain't last year. This is not the team that came here last year. We're on a mission. So.
Absolutely not. It wasn't perfect. Chiefs come out 34-20, pick up the big victory. Jeremy Maclin, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. You heard Maclin talk about that environment in Oakland. That's a familiar sight to Marcus Peters, who's actually from Oakland, and he played extremely well at home today.
Absolutely. Marcus Peters stepped up. He's been the shutdown corner for this team all season long, and that's very unique to say that about a rookie, but you consider the emotions that had to go through him all throughout this week and this game. And early on, we saw him get an early penalty. He was able to rebound, make some quality tackles, quality deflections, and then came up with the interception that really changed the game as well. Got the Chiefs into scoring position in the red zone, and they were able to capitalize not with the field goal but a touchdown. So Marcus Peters is not only just a shutdown corner, but he's becoming a leader, and it's nice to see a guy at this early stage in his career being that type of player.
He was so fired up, so good to see him play well today. Well, Dana, right now we're going to close things in the studio, but when we come back, BJ and Mitch will have their final takeaways from Oakland. Don't go anywhere.
Chiefs get the victory here in Oakland, 34-20. Now, December drama continues, but now it's at Arrowhead Stadium. BJ, that place needs to rock like it's never rocked before.
3 of the next 4 at home have a chance to clinch going these last few games into the playoffs. It is amazing what this team has overcome. 6 straight after starting 1-5. People were writing them off. We haven't, because we knew what was in this locker room. You guys have a chance to see it in person at Arrowhead Stadium, the best home field advantage in the NFL. Get out, support these guys. It's going to be a lot of fun here over the next 4 weeks.
You can sweep Phillip Rivers. You can go 8-5. You can continue to get another AFC West victory. And 3 of the next 4 are at home, starting with the Chargers next week. And if Phillip Rivers is out on the field, they're dangerous. We all know that. For BJ Kissel, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. Chiefs win it here in Oakland over the Raiders 34-20. Thanks for joining us on this victory edition of Chiefs Rewind.
65 toss power trap.